Talk 106.5, Van Brennan, Dalton Ortwig. Good morning, y'all. 8:35. 2 weeks from today, we've got elections here in the city of Mobile.
There we go. Here I am.
Yes, we do.
Where are you,
today.
Dalton?
I'm right over here.
Well, we're sharing the Dalton microphone now with District 1 candidate Perry Behrens, who joins us in the studio.
Hey, Perry. Good morning, Perry.
Thank you for inviting me here today. It's good to be face-to-face in live talk radio.
Yeah, we're glad to do it. Mm-hmm. And so here we go. Your new name or new face in District 1 in terms of notoriety with people actually knowing exactly who you are. You said you were victimized by Katrina and had to move from where you were, Bay St. Louis?
Yes.
And that's how you ended up in Mobile?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So why'd you, District 1, I believe, looking at the number of names in there, it is the most crowded of the city council races. You're one of seven who are running for the seat. What put the idea in your brain that you wanted to run for city council?
Basically, with the money that's coming in for infrastructure repairs and the fact that we have so much money for infrastructure repairs, and living in the past city where I was instrumental in getting them working on grids and cleaning it up and improved sewage systems as the community increased to keep my rivers and bayous clean, which are now like a blue-way kayak path. And so, one person can make a difference is what I always thought, and that's what I've gotten into pretty much anything I've done. And so I don't want to see the money squandered and we end up, as we always do, broke and Mobile looks the same. I think that I can have a lot of input into that change based on, having worked with the Corps of Engineers and all these people, city administrators and engineers. I believe I can put that money to good use. Mainly, my main focus is I want to try to get the grid structure, especially in the Central Business District, organized to where we don't have to close down Broad Street, which I think is a boondoggle. It ruins business, much like Florida Street did. And it's $17 million, which, in my opinion, could have been better spent and longer-term effects of city transportation and everything not being disrupted if we would just put in main drains first on all five corridors, Dauphin, Spring Hill, all these, so that I, as a district councilman, can have a better way to budget and plan. Because if I put out Dodge reports to get contractors from all over the nation to come put bids on it, I'll have more chance of getting one to show up than not, because they can look and say, well, we've got these two to tie into, not all this spaghetti and this complicated mess, so it'll be easier for me to budget. So I'll kind of hopefully end the people saying, when are you going to fix my road, by being able to just kind of budget what this one costs and then say, I got $3 million this year to put into drainage. This is what I can complete. And so this is where I'm at, and I can tell the people this is where I'm at. Next year I hope to be here. And as we move into the project, it will become more organized, and if the other districts start doing it, we will actually spend this money effectively, and Mobile will be able to start making the map of Mobile a reality.
You see our city with fresh eyes. So many Mobilians are here and have been here for a long time, and the thing on Florida Street, it just becomes like, that's the way it is, So you see with fresh eyes, and you say there's a way around all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to take, I'm pretty convincing, like when I shut down that $2.5 million water project, as being misuse of public funds, I wasn't a lawyer, but I had the facts in front of me. And when I get the facts in front of me, then I can be persuasive, not just to the citizens, but to those that have the power to make things change. And I'm not the type that flies off the handle and gets all irate. I'm a thinker, and I think it through before I say things. I believe that's the best tool anybody should have.
Almost always, yeah.
And if you want progress that affects everybody in a positive way, taking all into consideration. And so that's what I'm looking at doing.
So with the infrastructure, the central theme of your campaign, infrastructure and economic activity, one helps the other, right? So it sounds like with all of that business on Spring Hill and Old Shell and Dauphin Street, that you think by fixing the road problem, the drainage problem, that'll just bring more money into the district. And then eventually, if everyone follows suit, it'll help the city as a whole.
Absolutely, because once we start you know, my opinion is that we've got a brain drain. We've got all our people going to Atlanta or someplace else to make money because there's just nothing happening here. They're moving to the east shore, they're going anywhere. So if you start using the map and you start actually doing it, you can send out feelers to cities, say in Atlanta, that may be, you know, wanting to relocate and say, look, this is a plan we're doing. What could we do to better service your needs? And then we can make improvements to start drawing in businesses that are clean, high-paying, and seeking quality of life. Because the city has a whole lot to offer, architecture. It's a beautiful city, but it's just not seen, as you said, with fresh eyes from someone coming in. It's more of an international city. And if we get these five corridors in, and that's the main focus first, then we can start presenting a plan that we're serious about becoming an international city, and we can start attracting that. And businesses won't be shut down for such long periods of time that they go broke.
Yeah, well, that's happened on Florida Street for sure, right?
Yeah, and what aggravated, that's when I first moved into Mobile, and it aggravated me so much because the city didn't even compensate it. And I believe that the city, if they're going to do something foolish with your money, that those businesses they damage, they have to make them whole.
Yeah.
You know, and if that is put into effect, it'll stop a lot of this foolishness that they're going on because the voters won't stand for them having lawsuits for doing idiot projects.
We're talking with Perry Behrens. He's a candidate for City Council District 1, the election coming up in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. I think absentee voting, they'll have another run at that tonight, 5 to 7 at Government Plaza. I'm looking at your Facebook page, your campaign page, Perry Behrens for District 1. You said you're also running on the education theme. Talk a little bit about that.
The education theme is kind of really antiquated. We're working with an old method of education that was geared for the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, which basically, you know, businesses just needed the three R's, rules, regulations, regimentations, given the three basic skills to be able to sit down and not be disruptive and knowing how to read, write, and arithmetic.
Right.
And so what we've done over the years, and, you know, it's just kind of crept up on us, is we've just added 10 years of rules, regulations, and regimentations, and then we've expected the educators to enforce these rules. So consequently, we've got really bored students coming out because they're not being educated. That wasn't the need of it. And so they come out with a fourth grade education, and then we expect them to be able to make good, you know, data-filled heads right decisions, and we wonder why we've got gun violence, crime, and drugs, and all this stuff. We've lost our ability to be innovative thinkers. So when I pick up something, I say, wow, why didn't I think of that? The nations that are doing that are using more models like multi-grade education, which is what I grew up with in Montana, single rooms where you can grow and be creative because you're all involved, and you may have a really good idea as a first grader, and somebody's a sixth grader can kind of build on it and nurture you along, and then you all learn.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, and so that's what a lot of nations are using now, is that going back to that basic homeschooling similar to that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are moving out. And in Montana, I just looked up the statistic. When I was growing up, we were testing out nationally at the top 10 of the nation. And now with more people coming in and more people doing public education, Montana's now down to 30th in education.
Interesting.
It really
is. So it's gone backwards. They took the concept and they tossed it out, and now they're going backwards.
Yeah, and Albert Einstein said that of his use of public education, he said that he believed even the lion with a voracious appetite for meat would lose all desire to eat if he were forced, whether he liked it or not, as his reward of jumping through a hoop for public applause and profit.
What a quote.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. I mean, and that pretty much sums it up for me is where we're at. And it's not the students' fault. It's not the educators'.
So you're past with the newspaper business. You did a little radio work, you said. Do you feel, as an investigator almost, that would help you as a city councilman to kind of take things that are coming from the top down from the city, and you're looking at it, one of the seven people looking at it in the council, that you could help relay, you know, what's actually going on to the people? Is that kind of what you're feeling here if you were to get that seat?
Absolutely. That's what changed Bay St. Louis. And we had, like, same thing as Mobile. It was just a micro of this macro. We had five families that had the oldest tombstones in town, and they ran it. So what we did was we focused on the people that were altruistic, doing good things, whether they were reported or not. And over 4 years' time, we started in reporting the truth. We moved that a little bit towards people pulling away from that side and coming into, it's good to just do the right thing. And so that's what I think was the main thing is media's focus is the community and keeping them informed. And yeah, I'd have them throw my newspaper stands in the bayou and then call me up and tell me where they were, you know, just because we would hit hard on some of the elected officials.
Yeah.
And to me, that was just a sign that we were working.
It was working.
You know.
Perry, tell everybody the best place they can find out more about information about your campaign.
Best is to log into Facebook and then search Perry Behrens. Because if you do it a Google search, it was funny, at the first forum, prior to that, I could just Google search and it would come up to my page, and then you could log in to Facebook or you were in it. After that forum, some company, Alabama Business, put an ad over the top of my Facebook page through Google search that you can't get to my page.
Sounds like they threw your newspaper in the bayou again.
That's what I was thinking. It's a good way to kind of...
It happened again.
Do a little voter manipulation.
Perry Behrens is for Council District 1.
That's right, and we appreciate the time this morning. And 2 weeks out, anything else you want to say to voters before they head to the polls?
I don't know. I'm not very good at tooting my own horn on that stuff. I just hope that, you know, the North End is really going to be the challenge for my election, being, you know, it's 80% black, but, and they've been under, you know, how it is for so long, but I just hope that they can kind of see through the fact that I'm not about black or white. I'm against oppression. I'm against anyone holding you down. I think I'd be the first councilman up there that would actually give them an opportunity without being swayed by another influence to gain their own identity, whatever that may be, but let them decide what they want instead of being controlled by the churches, or if these five guys, they're going to still control them. So to try to remove some of that top-end control and let them have autonomy and work with them towards what's doing good, baseball parks, you know, not jerk their equipment from them once they get a program going because you have another district in the Pritchard area that needs a football equipment. That happened to Rosa Anders, I believe her name was, and she was ticked. I was hoping she'd run this time.
Perry, anyway, we've enjoyed meeting you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Best of luck in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
You got it.
Perry Behrens running for City Council District 1 here in Mobile, 2 weeks out from the elections. And we got one segment left here on Mobile Mornings. We'll bring it on home and get you ready for the Jeff Poor Show coming back.